Hello, everybody, and welcome to this teleseminar with Chrissy Key Rollins and the three massive mistakes that you may be making that are keeping your vision from becoming your reality. I am Joy Askew. I'm the co-founder of Wake for Consciousness Sacred Realms and the Conscious Healing Initiative, and I want to tell you about my dear friend Chrissy Key Rollins. She came into my life several years ago, and we began our relationship as friends, and then that progressed to spiritual friends, and then that evolved into a spiritual partnership, which has now evolved into a spiritual business partnership as well. And the reason that I wanted to share that with you is that I believe that Chrissy is one of the really most spiritually developed people that I know, and she is just an amazing influence on my own life, and I love to share the people that positively influence me. I love to share them with other people. So when Chrissy asked me if I would introduce her on this call, I jumped at the chance because I know personally how much I've benefited from her presence in my life and from having this very special relationship gifted to me. She's not only an inspiration, she's a motivator, she's a leader, she's a giver. And yesterday I was watching Super Soul Sunday with Oprah, and she was interviewing Adriana Huffington of the Huffington Post, and Adriana was sharing how she had come to reevaluate success in her life, and that it wasn't about money and power, that it was about these four pillars, and really working on and developing those in our lives, and the four pillars being well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving. And I can honestly say that in my eyes and in my experience, Chrissy is at the top of the success pile if it comes to these four qualities. And the thing about these four qualities is that they encompass, they embrace every area of our lives, from the physical to the emotional to the relational to the financial, everything. And the wonderful thing about Chrissy is that she's one of the rare people that actually get this. And not only does she get it, she walks the talk, and she has the uncanny ability to share what she knows with other people so that they can also have a whole and joyous and fulfilling an abundant life. So I really heartily encourage you to really sit back and just allow her to share her wisdom with you and to inspire your hearts and really gain all that you can from this session with her. And I also encourage you to follow her very closely as she continues to offer these teleseminars and workshops so generously. So, Chrissy, thank you for the honor of introducing you, and you can take it away.
Thank you so much, Joy, for that beautiful introduction. You are a great blessing in my life as well, and it really fills me up on the inside to know that my presence and my commitment to living into these principles and practices that I bring to my clients and offer to the world, they're not just things that I talk about. They're the very essence of my life day in and day out. And thank you, Joy, for being a witness to that, for supporting me, and for introducing me on this call. And I am honored and blessed to be here. I am excited and passionate about this topic for tonight's discussion. And we are going to focus on three massive mistakes keeping your vision board from becoming your reality and creating unnecessary stress. And Joy really highlighted a lot of what I was going to kind of recap for myself before diving into tonight's discussion, but we're just going to jump right ahead. And I just want to say that these, over the past few years of my life, I have been really living the practices that the people who I have been blessed to be mentored with and have seen massive amount of success in my life, these are the principles that they follow. And as I've embraced them and really put them to work in my life, I have found my own way and my own voice in sharing them, and that's what I wanted to bring to you. So for the past year, I have been literally living my vision board. And if you're on this call, if you're called to join this teleseminar, then I know that you're already familiar with the concept of creating vision boards. And for those of you who were just like, hey, this sounds like an interesting topic, even though I don't know what a vision board is, vision board is a practice of, they're also called dream boards, vision boards or dream boards. And what it is, it's a practice of crafting pictures. You can clip them out of magazines. Now you can search on the internet. Just words and pictures to help to encapsulate the vision of what you have for your life. And when I was first introduced to this methodology of creating a vision board, I was introduced to the law of attraction and introduced the thought of what you think about is what you bring about into your life. And so by creating these vision boards, we can begin to concentrate and focus on the vision that we want to have for our life. And I really hurriedly, I went and I got my stacks of magazines and my scissors and my tape and my printer so that I could print out pictures online and my big pieces of cardboard, and I just started, you know, creating these collages, which was really awesome and a lot of fun. My inner child really had a good time, you know, searching for those pictures and dreaming and thinking about what was possible. And I'd make these grand boards, and I would sit there and I would stare at them, and I would stare at them, and I would stare at them until they became just part of my everyday life, and eventually my mind would filter them out, and they would just be, oh, yeah, these pictures that I have on my wall, because what I had on my board wasn't coming about in my life. And this happened over and over again until the point that I would look at these boards, and instead of representing all the dreams and aspirations that I had in life, they began to represent all the failed dreams, all the things that I desired that did not come into fruition. And instead of becoming this great source of inspiration, over time I found that they became a sad reminder of what had not happened in my life. And then I was able to figure out what was missing. I was able to fill in the gaps that was keeping my visions from becoming my reality. And over this past year in particular, this has been the first conscious year of my life in which the vision board that I made over a year ago, absolutely everything has not only come into fruition, but I have lived them out, and I continue to live them to this day. And that is the most beautiful, fulfilling, most wonderful experience that I have had so far on this planet. By the way, once your vision starts to come true, you can make up your own words. So we're going to say plant it today. Just joking. Anyway, most fulfilling experience that I've had on this planet, and I'm passionate about sharing it with you. I know the frustration. I know the heartache. I know the disappointment. I know the letdown. I know the getting it consciously, getting the concept in my mind, but yet still not really understanding how to apply it, how to get out of my own way. And I figured out three massive mistakes that I was making along the way, and that's what the topic of today's discussion is. These three massive mistakes that were keeping me from having my vision board become my reality and creating this unnecessary stress in my life, and I'm here to share them with you. So we're going to just go ahead and kick it off with number three. So we're going to count down 3, 2, 1. I think that that's the most fun in presenting information, so we're going to start with the number three. Now, all three of these are really, really powerful, powerful principles, so embrace them all. But this is the tough one that kind of came to you as I was looking at this information. Where are we going to start at? We're going to start with number three. So number three. The number three mistake that is keeping your vision board from becoming a reality and creating unnecessary stress is that you are failing to leverage or tap into what I call the unseen behind the scenes. Basically put, you are failing to leverage the spiritual laws that are in play in our world. Now, as I say the word spiritual, some people think the word religious. I'm not talking about religious principles. I'm talking about spiritual principles. And if the word spiritual still doesn't sit right with you, then let's just talk about, like I said, the unseen behind the scenes. Behind everything that you see whenever you take a look around the room that you're in right now, or the car if you're riding down the road, or wherever you're at, take a look around. You're surrounded by material, tangible, physical things. You see them, you touch them, you can feel them. They're right here around us. Now, for every physical, material, tangible thing in your life, there is something unseen. There is an energy that creates it. There is some kind of unseen force that has brought it into existence and brought it into your world. And there are laws that govern this unseen space that govern the energy that creates all this physical stuff, that unseen behind the scene. If you're not aware that there, first of all, is an unseen behind the scene, you're already behind the gate. You're already missing part of the puzzle that's really, really key if you want to start creating your vision into your life. So understand and embrace the fact that there are spiritual laws that are in place. It's kind of like gravity. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to be able to explain how it works to understand and experience the physical representation of that gravity pull. So even though you can't see it, touch it, feel it in that tangible sense, you believe in gravity because it's what's keeping you here on this earth instead of floating you off into space. The same type of laws are governing all that happens in this world. So there are certain spiritual laws that are in place. And when you can learn these specific spiritual laws that make the world go round, you can begin to leverage them in your favor. And what's also interesting about this unseen behind the scene is that it's not just the physical thing like this table or the desk or the chair that take up space in the world. There's also some unseen energies that take up space. And if you have things in your life like a lack of forgiveness, a lack of gratitude, a lack of faith, these energies also take up energetic space. And if you're carrying around this lack of forgiveness, if you have a space in your life where you need to forgive, if you have a space in your life where you need to engage in gratitude, if you have a space in your life where you really need to be the faith that you talk about, but you're not actually putting this into work. You're not forgiving the other person or the situation or yourself the way that your mind may tell you that you need to, or your heart may long for you to do so. By carrying these around with you, you are taking up space in your life that your dreams are trying to come in and infiltrate. But you have to clear the space. Energetically speaking, you have to let go of these unresolved, unseen energy fillers that you're carrying around with you. So there's a whole set of spiritual laws of these unseen behind the scene, and when you don't know that they are at play, you're going to judge everything, base everything, take action on everything here in the physical world without ever tapping into that unseen space. Here's a great example for you. The things that you put on your vision board, those items, those pictures that represent what you want, that's not even what you want. Those physical things are not even what you really want. What you really want is the experience that those physical things will bring into your life, or the experience that your mind tells you those physical things will bring into your life. So again, you have the seen, the physical world, and then you have the unseen. When you can learn the simple steps of tapping into the unseen behind the scene, clearing the energetic space to allow what you want to come into your life, letting go of things that are holding you back energetically from moving forward physically in your life, being able to tap into levels of gratitude and faith and surrender and get past what life physically looks like and into what I call the essence of what creates this physical experience, or the essence of what creates the experience that you long to have in your life, now you can start to make change in your life. Now you can start to get results in your life. Now you can start to see and allow the visions that you have pasted on your board, you can allow them to come into your life. It's as simple as that. Tapping into the unseen behind the scene. If you're not leveraging the unseen behind the scene, you are creating the unnecessary stress in your life. You are making life more difficult. You are doing that perpetual thing that I know you've heard before of getting in your own way. This is how you start to create the lasting change in your life. This is how you start to allow the visions to come in. You have to tap in and leverage the unseen behind the scenes. Now, before I really embrace this idea, my life was so frustrating. I thought for sure that I wanted those exact physical things that were on my board. My mind told me that I was in forgiveness. My mind told me that I was in gratitude and in faith. But at the same time that my mind was telling me these things, I also had another part of my mind that was looking at everything that was not happening yet, looking at all the lack that I had in my life, telling me stories of justification as to why I can't ultimately forgive things that need to be forgiven, and also convincing me that it wasn't me that was in my own way, that I was ready for this, that I was the one that was wanting it, and that it was all these physical things around me that was keeping me from having what I wanted in my life. And as long as we are at the mercy of what physically shows up around us, we will always be a victim of our circumstances, and victims do not create the vision that they long for. They create the vision of the victim. Again, if you don't know what's going on, the unseen behind the scene, you're going to continue to really suffer, and that was my experience. So it's so important to master this principle, to really be able to kind of step outside of the situation and walk 360 degrees around it to see it at all angles, not just seeing what is physically showing up, but understanding what is not physical that is creating the physical to appear in your life. So here's a simple little thing that you can do to start to tap in to that unseen behind the scene right now, tonight, as we're on the call and tonight moving forward. So I want you to challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to let go of the hold that you have on this physical material world and begin to question everything that shows up in your path. Begin to question everything that shows up in your path that does not appear to be an obvious step towards your vision or goal. Now, I operate from an unseen principle that everything in my life is conspiring to see me succeed, and that as soon as I make a clear declaration of what it is that I desire in life, the path that I set forth on will lead me either straight to that thing that I desire or straight to what I need to learn in order to have that thing that I desire. So as I move forward towards a vision in my life, whatever shows up in my life that is not an obvious answer to my prayers, it's not an obvious step towards that thing that I desire, I ask myself, how could this be a reflection of what I've been asking for? How can this thing that showed up be my next step toward my vision? And once we state our intentions, again, that path that we take will lead us straight to that thing that we desire or straight to the thing that we need to learn in order to have that thing that we desire. So as stuff shows up in life after you have that vision. Once you sit down, you create your vision board, you get clear on what it is that you want to create in your life. If you need help with that clarity, reach out to me because I will help you with that. Once you get clear on what you want, know that, trust, these unseen principles are at work. And everything that is showing up in your path is here to help you get what you want. But you have to ask yourself, if it's not obvious, then ask yourself that simple question. How is this a reflection of what I've been asking for? If you've been asking for something that you need, life's going to give you the circumstances of needing. So as you have lack showing up in your life, then be able to reflect, how is this what I've been asking for? What are the words that I've been using? What are the thoughts that I've been holding? Do I look at that vision that I have on my board, that picture that represents what I want, and do I feel that vision all through my being, or does my mind go to all the reasons why I do not have that yet? These are powerful, powerful deciders on what you have in your life. And if you don't know how to leverage that unseen behind the scene, it is going to work against you or seemingly work against you. And you're going to deal with the same frustration, the same stress, the same spinning of wheels and not getting anywhere in life. If this sounds like your life, keep listening to this call. Because there's two other things that we're going to talk about tonight that are stopping you from having what you want in your life. But that first thing that I mentioned tonight, that one thing alone, I could do an hour-long call on that one principle, and I'd still be scratching the surface. That's how powerful and how strong of a point it is. And believe it or not, the other two are just as powerful, if not more so. But there are unseen forces at work in this life. No matter who you are, what you believe, where you're coming from, this is how life works. There's an unseen behind the scene, and if you know how to leverage that, you can create anything that you want in your life. And if you don't know how to leverage those principles, then you will continue to experience the same frustration that you're likely feeling already. I know that I was frustrated. I know you got to be frustrated too. And I know that for me, it was just that knowing that there was more possible for me, and yet it wasn't happening in my life. Okay, so number two. The number two massive mistake that you're likely making that's keeping your vision board from becoming your reality. Number two mistake is that you fail to clean up your BS. You fail to clean up your BS, or as we more commonly call it, our belief system. You are operating subconsciously off of misperceptions that were made as a child. And making choices based off stories that you created in childhood. So we come into this world. We have a very limited perspective. We're introduced to this whole human experience through that core group of people that we surround ourselves with whenever we first come into this life. And as we are introduced to things and we learn words and we learn concepts and we're shown examples, we begin to create stories over how life works. And what happens is that by the age of, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, we have figured out how this world works. We have figured out the cause and effect, and we carry those stories forward the rest of our life, silently making decisions as an adult based on the same misperceptions that we created in childhood. Your BS is what is stopping what you desire in your life to come into your life. Your belief system is stopping it in your tracks. What you believe is possible for your life based on the experiences that you've had and the observations that you've made of other people. You have decided what you are capable of. You have decided what is possible for your life. And everything that you believe, again, we can go back to that first principle that we talked about, number three reason. The belief system is part of that unseen behind the scene. But this one is all yours. This is the one. It's like the software system that is operating your computer that is creating the experience that you have in this life. And if you're unaware of how your childhood experiences create the life that you are living now and the belief system that you operate from, then you're going to continue to allow this non-serving BS to create your reality. Full of the limitations that small mind, that small child mind that you once had that created the belief systems that you're running off of, created the stories that you're now carrying forward in life, or what I call it's your myth belief system. You've become a silent slave to a myth belief system. Before I was aware of this, you know, when I first heard the concept of the inner child, I was like, okay, the inner child, don't quite understand what that means, but I mean, I understand child inside, although I cannot relate, and I don't really understand it until someone explained it to me as it's a part within you that can only relate to the world as a child. Now, there's principles of this inner child that really help to have us succeed in life. It's your inner child that loves the concept of cutting out the pictures and taping them to a piece of cardboard. It's your inner child that loves that limitless dreaming of what is possible in life. When we can learn how to become aware of the belief system that we're operating from, that got started at such a young, ripe age in our life, and then we can learn how the stories that we've created and carried forward with us influence the experience that we have on life now, and start to understand how some of those beliefs that we carry are really limiting the experience that we have in our life. As I start to look at these stories within myself, I could see how I was creating my own limitations in life. Because of the example that I had, which was actually a very good, solid example of consistent love and support, I was still all screwed up. I still had made up stories about what was possible for me. I had stories in my head based on who I was and where I come from and what I look like and what I talk like and what I sound like and what I've learned and what all these physical representations of me were about. I had made decisions on what was possible for me in my life, what careers were possible, what income was possible, what kind of life was possible. I experience things now in my conscious decision-making life that I never thought were ever a possibility for me, Chrissy Key, and not because I didn't have the knowledge. It's because I didn't have the belief system. When we fail to clear up our non-serving BS, our non-serving belief systems, we will continue to experience victim circumstances in our life. We will continue, as long as we're running off of a story silently within us, which if you don't have everything that you desire in your life right now, I guarantee you, regardless of what your mind is telling you right now, I guarantee you, you have some non-serving BS inside of you that's saying something along the lines of, I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. I'm not smart enough, I'm not talented enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not wealthy enough, I don't have enough resources. Whatever that enough story is, that non-serving BS is stopping you from creating the visions that you have on your board into your reality. And I guarantee you that is the hot thing that is pressing on that stress button in your life. So that non-serving BS is what is making where you're at right now so incredibly wrong, that is creating the suffering that you're experiencing in your life. So now that you're aware of this, how can you begin to start to clear up that non-serving BS? The very first step to do is to begin to question everything. You have to quite literally question the hell out of everything so that you're only left with heaven. Question it and question it and question it. Why do you say no to the things that you say no to? Why do you say yes to what you say yes to? What opportunities are you turning down, and what choices are you making as a default because that's what you've always done? Where did you first create the resistance to what you're saying no to in your life? Where does that come from? Maybe you'll be able to track it back to its roots, maybe not. But the bottom line is that whenever you ask that question, say, is this something that I'm saying no to because of right now conscious awareness, or is it a default reaction? Is it because I'm used to saying no? Is it because I'm used to making this choice? What would happen if I made the other choice? When was the last time that I made the other choice? What was the result when I made that choice? What are the chances I'm going to get that same result now? I will tell you from just my own personal life that I recently have embraced an endeavor that I picked up 6 years ago that I actively pursued for 3 years and then sat down because it didn't make my heart sing. It wasn't exciting. It wasn't fulfilling. It didn't make me feel good. And I learned how to navigate the world by this inner navigational system called our emotions. And I followed the things that make my heart sing, and I began to move away from the things that didn't make my heart sing. So now, 3 years after setting this opportunity down, it came across my path again. And my first instinct, even though I knew that if I fully embraced this opportunity, it would directly lead to other things that I wanted to create in my life, I still found myself saying no. So I had to ask myself, why am I saying no to this opportunity when on paper I can sit there and I can see how everything that I desire could be found at the other end of pursuing this opportunity? So why am I still saying no? Why am I shutting out this abundance in my life? Why am I not giving this opportunity a chance? And I realized it's because I didn't want to experience the same feelings that I experienced before. I didn't want to have that same unfulfilling experience as before. But then I had to realize I'm not the same person that I was 3 years ago. Have I taken on this endeavor after the 3 years of personal growth and development that I have been undergoing the past 3 years? I have gone through some massive amounts of personal growth development. I have cleared up some of my non-serving BS. I have learned to tap in and leverage the unseen behind the scenes. So if I say no to this opportunity now, based on feelings that I had 3 years ago, all that I'm doing is ensuring that I do not have success in this area. I have no proof what the experience will be like bringing who I am now to the table. I really hope that you're following that sharing that I just offered to you, because I did decide to say yes where I had been saying no for the past 3 years, and I took a different approach. I cleared up some of my non-serving BS, some of my non-serving belief system, and I brought my new serving belief system to the table, and within a matter of hours of embracing this opportunity, I immediately had a completely different experience. If we don't start to question everything in our life and we don't take time to ask ourselves, why am I saying no to this opportunity? Am I just saying no because last time I didn't like it? How do I know this time I won't like it? If you don't take those chances, if you don't take that time to question and ask yourself why, you're going to continue to run on this default way of operating. And you know what happens when you keep doing what you've been doing? You keep getting what you've been getting. So if you like the results that you've been getting in life, well, first of all, chances are you wouldn't be on this phone call. But even if you are on this call and you're listening to what I'm saying right now, if you don't like the results that you've been getting in your life, or excuse me, if you like the results that you've been getting in your life, keep doing what you've been doing. Keep doing what you've been doing, because that's exactly what you're going to keep on getting, the same exact results. In order to get a different experience, you have to make different choices. You have to start to question and clear up any non-serving BS that you are operating from. And the best way to do that is to question everything. When you say no, ask yourself why. Why did I say that? What am I trying to avoid? What experience am I looking to create in my life? And what experience am I looking to not create in my life? Get to the root of what it is that you're operating from, and then make a choice from there. If you make a choice based on yesterday's experiences, you're going to keep having yesterday's experiences. If you make a choice right now in this moment based on what you know to be true, what you know to be possible, and make choices that are in alignment with where you want to be, where that vision board represents, you're going to start to create it in your life. Gosh, there's so much information that I can share with y'all, and I just want to tell all of it, but unfortunately we only have an hour, so I promise I'm going to keep myself focused and I'm going to keep myself on track. But do that. Start to ask yourself, why am I saying no? Where do I think this is going to lead? Do I actually know where this is going to lead? The only way I can actually know where this is going to lead is if I test it out, if I try it. One of my mentors says, you don't have what you want in your life right now because you're currently a no, or you should be a yes. Wake up and start to pay attention to all the places that you are saying no in your life. All the ways that you're telling yourself no and telling other people no, and telling yourself no to opportunities, telling others no to your growth and to your expansion, simply because you don't want to recreate an experience that you felt in your childhood or some previous years before. Now, I really want that to sink in. I've hit on two really hot buttons, hot topics, two of the massive mistakes that you are making in your life right now that is stopping your vision board from becoming your reality. I've dropped a lot of information, and we're just, part of the way through this call. I want you to just take a little break. I want you to roll your head around. I want you to stretch your arms up. Go ahead, stand up, maybe run in place a little bit. Shake your body all around. Get yourself back into your body, okay? I brought you into your mind. We've got to sink back into our body. And perhaps you've noticed some stuff coming up in your body as I've been sharing this information. How's it been feeling to you? You know, I have this whole workshop series, Living From Your Heart, that's all about getting out of your head into your body and learning how to live from your heart. And as I share information, I encourage people a lot of times just not even to worry about the words that I'm saying as much as what you're feeling in your body. What you're feeling in your body will tell you so much. It will tell you so much when you, again, learn how to tap into that unseen behind the scene and how to clear off that non-serving BS. It will tell you so much. So I want you to move around, get yourself kind of back focused, and shake off all these concepts that I've been loading on you. And I want to bring you into the number one way that you, or excuse me, the number one mistake that you are likely making in your life that is stopping your vision board from becoming your reality and creating unnecessary stress. And before I started applying this final perspective, what I experienced in life was kind of like a roller coaster. I'd have some success in life, or I'd look at other people's success in life, and I really just thought it was kind of just luck. I got lucky. I was in the right place at the right time. Or I'd look at other people and consider them lucky. I would think that it was just like reserved for them and not necessarily something that I could experience. And I would just see people succeeding left and right. I would, take on endeavors with groups of people. And you know what? Some of them didn't make it. Some of them did. Some of them did live into a level of success that was far beyond where I was, and especially as I started my personal development journey. Hello, anybody on the line that's been on a personal development journey, we come across people in our life, mentors, teachers, instructors, spiritual gurus that help to lead us along the path, and we just see, or at least I saw, this massive success happening for other people, and I just thought it was meant for them. It was something that they could do. It wasn't something that I could do. And again, when I would have success, it would be kind of like a fluke. It would be like, oh, wow, that just happened, and that would kind of surprise me. And it was not something that was repeatable. It was not something that I could look at something, at one of my successes, and be able to apply it forward to another area of my life. It was just an area that I got lucky. And now that I implement this number one mistake, this number one principle in my life, I experienced a dramatic increase in the results that are in alignment with the life that I desire. And this one thing has saved me countless hours of frustration, disappointment. It has saved me so much depleted precious time, money, and energy. And it really helped to clear up the uncertainty of always playing the guessing game. You know the guessing game. Will this work? Will that work? Am I capable of doing that? Should I pursue this? Is this going to actually pan out? Is this actually going to lead to a success? And once I started really embracing and implementing this number one principle, everything shifted in my life. And what's so cool about this number one principle is that when I became aware of the mistakes that I was making, it was such an easy remedy for me. And not only was it an easy remedy once, it was something I could do again and again and again and again to such a level that now anything that I desire, anything that comes up inside of me as something that I would like to experience in life, I now have a way to move forward towards it. And in even telling you that, it gives away what the principle is. So the number one massive mistake that is keeping your vision board from becoming your reality and creating unnecessary stress is that you fail to have a system for success. You fail to have a blueprint for success. And I have come up with a four-step conscious creation process. This four-step conscious creation process is my own interpretation of the blueprints that I have learned from my mentors. Now, everybody has their own way of going about life. But from my mentors, I was able to learn the key concepts of the creation process, and I was able to combine them and condense them down into a four-step repeatable process for success. This system for success, this blueprint for success, is one of the most powerful tools that even if we skip the number two and number three massive mistakes that we've covered tonight, even if we skip those and we just focus on this number one thing, you are guaranteed to get results. Now, see, that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is that when we succeed, it kind of feels like a fluke thing. Or we fail to see how succeeding in learning how to tie our shoe is the exact same process of succeeding in creating our own business or succeeding in creating our vision that we have for our life. It's a simple process. And when we have a system for success that we can look at and follow one, two, three, four, time and time and time again, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, you are guaranteed results in your life. You are guaranteed success, and that's what I love about this. See, I was blindly succeeding in life, not knowing that there was an unseen, see how all this stuff ties together? I do know what I'm talking about sometimes. There was an unseen principle at work. And every success that we have in our life, these same principles of creation are in play every single time. And what's crazy and even cooler is that this same principle is in process for the things that we're creating in our life that we don't want. You got that right. Everything that you have, everything that you don't have, everything that you like, everything that you don't like going on in your life right now is a result of your creation. And this same blueprint for success is at work every single time. And it doesn't matter if you're creating what you want or what you don't want. It works 100%, 100% of the time. If you're not aware or you don't have this tool in place, your success will be just that. It will be dumb luck that happens sometimes. And all that creation of the things that you don't want in your life is still going to continue on, and you're just not going to be aware of the steps that it is taking. So you've got to have a fail-proof system for success in order to create anything that you want in your life. So here's why I really want to share this information with you. This is what really led me to bring this principle to the table. When I was first introduced to the concept that we're full of limitless potential, and that we're actually creating our lives as it unfolds in front of us, I immediately embraced this idea, and I took on the motions of what I saw other people do, as the people who have mastered success in their life. I started to follow what they were doing and what they did, and I was unaware that the concept that I have shared with you on this phone, and when I went through the motions of taking on certain tasks my mentors and personal development gurus recommended, like creating vision boards, soon after the fun of searching for the pictures and pasting them to the piece of cardboard, as soon as that fun faded, I found myself so frustrated, and I found myself feeling like what I was doing, it was creating an illusion that would never be a reality, and I was subjected to ridicule from others. I had people, some of the closest people to me in my life, were accusing me of living in a fantasy world. They were telling me that I was wasting my time of dreaming of things that just were so obviously not happening for me, not meant to be for me, and not going to happen in my life. And I found myself embarrassed to even talk about what I had envisioned in my life. I didn't even want to tell people what I was dreaming of so that I can avoid the internal letdown of failing yet again in my life and having to hear from others the I told you so or something even worse. Now, if I really looked at what I had experienced in my life, that doubt, that shame, that letdown, I would probably start crying on the phone. So I'm going to skip over some of that and just really trust that you know this pain that I am talking about. When the person who loves you most looks at you and says, I want to trust you, but I can't, because all I see is you dreaming and you never actually getting any results. It's the most heartbreaking, devastating, just simply sad experience. And if you've had this in your life, if you have felt what I felt, if you felt that same frustration, disappointment, stress, if you felt like not that you are destined to succeed, but that you are destined to stay exactly where you are in life. And you sit back and you watch other people live into their potential, and you think that is just for them. I watch other people succeed and just wondering what was different about what they were doing. We were going through the same motion, but we were getting totally different results. And I was secretly fearing that I just simply didn't have what it takes. I just didn't have what it took to bring my vision into my reality. And my visions, they were so quickly becoming a source of stress in my life and not the fulfilling, exciting experience that I originally imagined them to be. And 4 years ago, I came across the information that filled the gaps left from my involvement with personal development. And I began experimenting with these new perspectives in my life. And after about a year, I experienced profound results, like witnessing miracles in my life. I could literally see God at work in my life. I could literally see those unseen forces working to ensure my success. And I developed a workshop series, and the workshop series turned into a series of weekend retreats where I taught how to get out of your head, into your body, and live from your heart, just as I had mastered doing. And these retreats, they proved to be a huge success for all the attendees. And ever since my last one in January of last year, I've had countless clients and other people that have come up to me and just been begging for me to facilitate more retreats. And being a new mom, as I became a mother a year ago, I had to find a way to keep this information available to those who were interested in experiencing the same transformation in their life that I had experienced in mine. And I had to find a way to do this in a way that honors my newly growing family. And that's why I combined a decade of personal development education, all of my mentorship, all of my training, all of my personal experience, my entire heart and soul, the very purpose, or at least a huge purpose that I believe that I was created for on this earth, is to share this information with others. And I have taken all of this and I have streamlined it into a new virtual workshop series. And my first one, Living from the Heart, based off that retreat series that I just mentioned, I launched that at the end of January of this year, and it proved to be a massive success. And I cannot even begin to describe the amazing feedback that I got from the participants of how this information radically transformed their life. So Living from the Heart was just the first in a three-part series. These series all stand completely individually, and I'm so excited to announce to you that my next virtual workshop series is starting at the end of this month, and it's called Living Your Vision Board. And if I could have your permission, I would love to share just a little bit about the program while I keep giving you some valuable information. And living your vision board, this is like a whole new, deeper, enhanced version of what I offer in Living from the Heart. Living from the Heart is like a foundation. It's a foundational principle of what it takes to really create the life that you desire to live. And I said, I've got to take this to another level. I've got to bring more information and really get to the goods of what it takes to live your vision board. I've been doing it for a year. I've been doing it for over a year. I guess I've been doing it for about 18 months now, consciously living my vision board. And I have figured out what was missing before, and I brought three of those massive mistakes to you tonight. Not leveraging the unseen behind the scene, unaware of those spiritual principles that are at work. Failing to clear up non-serving BS, running off those belief systems that are just keeping you creating the same thing over and over again in your life. And then, number one, just really failing to have a fail-proof system for success in place that you can use over and over and over again. So I developed the Living Your Vision Board virtual workshop series. It's an 8-week workshop series, intensive. It's starting at the end of this month. Each week, you'll receive in your inbox a recorded training call. Each call is yours to keep for you to listen to, re-listen to get additional information that you may not have caught the first time around or to refer back to whenever you need a refresher. And by the end of this program, you'll be seeing more results in your life that are in alignment with the vision that you have for your life. Why? Because you'll become a master at tapping into the unseen behind the scenes. You will become a master of leveraging the spiritual principles that are at work in our life. You'll also be able to clear up your old BS, that old belief system that has you caught in the cycle that you're currently experiencing in life. And you'll also have, number one, first and foremost, a fail-proof, results-guaranteed system for success that you can utilize over and over and over and over again, no matter what endeavor you take on or what vision you want to create for your life. This is going to be one of the most powerful workshop series that I have ever offered, and you get to do it from the luxury of your own home. How amazing is that? Living Your Vision Board, it's a multi-phase program, and it starts with the understanding of the unseen action that's taking place behind every material thing that you see in the world. You're going to learn how to uncover what invisible things you are carrying with you that is taking up space in your life. That whole question that I asked you before of being able to say, you know, how is this a step towards that thing that I desire? I'm going to give you all the tools necessary so that you can begin to get to those answers. We're going to go from really understanding the spiritual principles that are at work in the world around us, and we're going to transition into getting to the root of and clearing up your non-serving BS. We're going to shift those belief systems. We're going to see where this comes from. What stories are you operating from that you created as a child that is not at all a truth about who you are today or who you have the potential of being? And the last thing we're going to do in this series is that we're going to finish up with that proven four-step system to successfully achieve anything that you desire in life. How cool is that? Each phase is going to bring new awarenesses, perspective shifts, and practical techniques that you can use instantly in your life. I'm telling you, 1 week of this program is going to be worth your time, money, and investment. And if you take one audio that you get from this 8-week series, this is 1 of 8, and you listen to it over and over and over again, it will radically transform your life alone. But it's not going to be 1 week. It's going to be 8 weeks. So not only are you going to get a weekly recording sent to you and the benefit of being able to listen to it over and over again, you're also going to get a Living Your Vision Board workbook, a workbook that goes along with the series. It's going to serve as a resource guide for you after you complete the series, and it's a guidebook on how to move out of any stress that occurs in your life, any stress that occurs in your life. So, you know, we started off this call and have been talking all along about that vision board, that ideal vision that you have for your life. That doesn't even begin to encompass the little day-to-day intricacies that create stress in your life. We're going to give you, I personally am going to give you all the tools necessary to shift out of any stress that you have in your life. incredible. Incredible. So you're going to have the weekly audios in your inbox. You're going to have a workbook to go along with the series. Remember, it's a workshop series, not a lecture series. You're going to have to do some work. You're going to create this amazing resource book that you can record, that you can refer back to the rest of your life. You're going to have unlimited email access to me during the 8 weeks, so you can immediately address any questions or clarifications that are needed during the program. And the program is also going to include two live Q&A calls. We're going to have question and answer sessions live for the participants of the group that you can receive on-the-spot coaching from me in a group setting, so you'll also receive the gift of learning from others in the program. And before the program even begins, I'm going to gift you a one-on-one intention setting call. We're going to get on the phone together. Before the series starts, we're going to have a one-on-one intention setting conversation so that I can know what exactly you're looking to teach out of this series and I can customize it to meet your specific needs. Amazing. And I'm going to gift you that time because I am that committed to your success. All of these combined together will allow you to let go of the unnecessary stress that's going to save you precious time, money, and energy while allowing you to receive immediate results in all aspects of your life. This isn't just about results in your business life. This isn't just about results in your physical life or your personal relationship. This is 360-degree results in your life. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's so going to be worth your time, money, and energy. And I promise to deliver. I guarantee the results, absolutely. So speaking of time, money, and energy, let's talk about investment. So you can get the same information working with one of my mentors. They are amazing. And one of my mentors that I have learned from that started to fill in these gaps for me. He works amazingly with a number of people throughout the year. His one-on-one coaching is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, and he charges around $27,000 a year for it. When you're charging $27,000 a year, you know you're going to bring the goods, and my brother from another mother absolutely does. You can work with him one-on-one. You can get the information straight from him, $27,000 a year. You can get the same information working with me one-on-one. In fact, I highly recommend it because I'm great to work with, and you'll get everything you get from this program. You'll just get it one-on-one with me. And the investment to work with me one-on-one is around $4,200 a year, a little bit better than the $27,000 that my mentor charges for his work. And I have worked one-on-one with clients throughout a year, and I have seen amazing results thanks to the regular focus and the accountability. And I'm not making you a formal offer of this today, but if you're interested, be sure to message me and we can get that conversation going. The investment in this program, it's less. The tuition for the 8-week Living Your Vision Board virtual workshop series will get a solid foundation for creating authentic results in your life, complete with the recorded call, the workbook, the unlimited access to me, the live Q&A calls, and everything that I mentioned so far, the free intention setting call. Everything that I mentioned so far, it's only $497. And to register right now, just simply visit the events section at holisticrestoration.com. And while you're there, make sure that you check out testimonials from my past participants. You'll see testimonies on my website from people who've been through my other programs. They have found themselves more aware of my actions and decisions, more energy, more focus. I've had them report back that I think to myself about really showing up. Work is more fulfilling. I'm getting along better with my family. This is just some of the testimonies that I've heard back from people. I've received a lot of value out of the material in a way that it was presented. I've been able to bring forward many of the suggestions into my life and hand out the handout guide, the workbook that you get along with the series. It's made it easy to focus on what's being presented, and I've gotten a lot out of looking back over the material. This is the same experience that you're going to have. One of my clients says, highly recommend to all looking for inner peace. You will find it here. I promise to provide you with 8 weeks of content that will help you tap into the unseen resources surrounding you, clear up your old BS stopping you from your dreams, from becoming your reality, and ultimately get the results possible for you. You're going to have a fail-proof system for success, a blueprint that you can follow over and over and over again. And as a thank you for being on this call, I really want to extend a special offer to you. And for those of you that register today, I'm going to reduce the investment to only $297. You're going to get 8 weeks of phone calls delivered to your inbox that you can listen to over and over again. You're going to get the workbook. You're going to have the two live Q&A calls. You're going to have the intention setting call. All of this for only $297, just as a thank you for going along on this journey on this teleseminar with me. I wanted to extend that offer to you. I only have 10 spaces available, so be sure that you visit the events section at holisticrestoration.com now to secure your space. And plus, I'm going to go ahead and offer you a full 100% money-back guarantee. That's right. That's how much I believe in the information that I'm bringing to you in this program. 100% money-back guarantee upon completion of the Living Your Vision Board workshop series. You play full out. You participate in the program. You follow along with the action guide. You really apply what I bring to the table. And if you do not find yourself living a more fulfilling life, if you don't find more results in your life up to 1 year following the program, I will give you 100% of your money back. This is a win-win situation. You have nothing to lose except for your resistance. You have nothing to lose except for your stress and your suffering and your heartache. You only have results to gain, and that's how much I believe in this program, 100% money back guaranteed up to 1 year after completing this program. And that's not all. I also want to offer you that are on the call tonight a partner discount. For everyone that purchases, you'll receive a free certificate that you can pass along to an accountability, a support partner, your life partner, business partner, so that they can get their enrollment at 60% off. So your partner can sign up for the series only. Oh, sorry, my numbers got mixed up in front of my eyes. Your partner can sign up for a series for only $197. And if they sign up tonight, I'll drop that down to $97. So you simply cannot beat the value of this special. In fact, I don't even have that option up on my website, so make sure that you contact me so that you can get that reduced $97 rate for your partner. And again, this can be anybody. I find that I get the best results in life when I have an accountability partner who I meet with every single week, and I encourage you to do the same. You know, what's going to be the challenge is that as you start learning this information and you start taking it into your life, if you don't have at least one other person that is learning the same information, it's going to be so much more challenging, and you're going to get so much more results when you have somebody else that you can plug into this series with. So I wanted to extend the partner discount. And also, as a final bonus for tonight, I really want to thank you for being on the call. And not only will you receive everything that I've mentioned at a discounted price, but in addition, I have one more virtual workshop series that I'll be offering in 2014 that will complement your Living Your Vision Board experience and bring you even more bliss, peace, and ease into your life as you create your vision. And by ordering tonight, you'll secure VIP pricing for the next series. In the next series is Living Your Dream Relationship. And by plugging into this next series, you'll radically set up your life for transforming, for the most life-transforming year of your life. So the VIP pricing will lock in the same $297 that I'm offering for tonight. I will offer you that for the next series as well as just a thank you for being on the call and going ahead and registering for Living Your Vision Board workshop series. And, in fact, I'm going to offer you just one more additional bonus. For anybody who registers tonight, anybody who registers for the Living Your Vision Board workshop series by midnight tonight, I will, all the bonuses, all the specials that I offered, I will also extend to you access to my Living From the Heart virtual workshop series e-course version. I will offer it to you for a special discounted price of only $197. That's over 60% savings from its current pricing, and you can have that already. Go ahead, in your inbox, 12 hours of audio training, complete workshop book that goes along with that, and it's the same experience as those that participated in the 12-week program, just it's delivered weekly in your inbox so that you can go through it at your own pace and get your own results. So I'm coming up in an hour, and I really value your time, so I'm going to leave you with this message. The real challenge begins now. I brought you the three massive mistakes that you're making in your life currently that's keeping your vision board from becoming your reality and creating unnecessary stress in your life. you become aware now that there is an unseen behind the scene, spiritual laws that can be leveraged in your favor. You're now aware that you have non-serving BS that is stopping you, belief systems that are stopping you from creating the life that you are desiring to live. And you're also aware now that you're failing to have a system for success in place in your life. So the real challenge begins now. I've offered you a ton of life-transforming information on this call alone. And after you hang up, your life will forever be changed by the seed of awareness that I have planted over this past hour. The only way to ensure that those seeds will continue to be nurtured and allowed to grow into their true potential is if you commit to cultivating their growth and continuing the transformation process that we've begun on this call. Remember, your friends, family members, and coworkers, they don't know what you just learned. They aren't practicing it in their lives. And as you go back to your life surrounded by others that don't know about the unseen behind the scene, that don't know that they're operating from non-serving BS, non-serving belief systems, and they don't know that there's a system for success, the information that you gathered on this call, I hate to say it, but it's going to begin to fade and slowly bring you back to the life that you are living, that you were most accustomed to living before you got on this call. Back to those unfulfilled visions and unnecessary stress. This is where the real challenge begins. And the best way to ensure that those seeds take root, that those roots dig deep and plant firmly into the core center of your being, is by joining me in my Living Your Vision Board workshop series. Give yourself the gift of this 8 weeks life-transforming information that will sink to the core of your being, take root, and produce the fruit you are so deserving of experiencing in your life. The bottom line is this, my friends. If you don't make a change in your life, nothing will change in your life. 8 weeks is going to pass anyway, so just ask yourself, where do you want to be 8 weeks from now? Continuing the cycle of frustration and stress? Or well on your way to living your vision board. I just cannot thank you enough for your trust in me, for allowing me to be your guide for the last hour. I would love to continue to be your guide for the next 8 weeks. If this program calls for you, be sure, take advantage of the special that I'm offering. I really am doing this for you as a thank you for plugging in. Share this information with others, invite them to the program. If it speaks to you, I'm here for you. Either way, know that I love you wholly and completely. It is my highest honor to be here on this call and share this information with you. Thank you for allowing me to live into my purpose and bring my passion to the table. Thank you for not taking my word for it, but actually trying out things that I offer to you and getting the results on your own. I appreciate you, I encourage you, and I believe in you. And with that, I wish for you a blissful day and move forward in your dreams. I love you. I look forward to connecting with you. Have a blessed day.